Just over a quarter of the workforce in STEM-related employment are women, according to a survey of female students on STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics. A majority of teenage girls say gender inequality is the biggest barrier to a career in the sector. Despite progress in the STEM sector, the survey of 1,700 students found that systemic change is still required in both society and education to ensure equal opportunity for girls in the sector. Caroline O'Driscoll is the co-founder of I Wish. Excuse me, a programme dedicated to driving more female participation in STEM subjects in schools, colleges and the workforce. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
It is kind of depressing to find from your survey that the old stereotype still persists that boys are somehow better at maths and sciences.
It is, and I would say it's not that they're better, it's just sometimes it's the equality of access that girls face. So in our survey, which we launched today, for me there was probably three key things that stood out. Over half of girls are saying they're not confident in their ability to pursue STEM careers, which is very disheartening. They're saying they don't have enough access to role models, which is where industry can play a very important role. And this access to STEM subjects is critically important. 68% of girls' only schools offer a STEM subject other than maths or science, whereas 96% of boys' schools do. So when you talk about confidence, if girls don't have access to subjects, you know, that leads to that lack of confidence.
That is really surprising, isn't it, in this day and age? 68%, and I see 91% of boys study engineering at second level, and I suppose that's because it's not available in a lot of the girls only schools you're talking about.
Correct, and Ireland has a very high proportion of single sex schools versus Europe. I think we've the second highest, likely to do with systemic bias in our education system. I remember reading a report that in the 60s there was a subject in school called arithmetic for girls, and unfortunately we still have those kind of legacy issues, but we have seen improvements, so it's not all bad news. In the last 4 years in particular, we've seen improvements in college in terms of girls picking STEM careers. We've seen it in schools and subjects. It's just slow, and we really do need to accelerate the change.
You are running a series of programmes to try and progress that sort of change. What are the programmes, and how do you put them into the schools, and where do you aim them?
Yeah, so we have our annual showcase event every February in Dublin. We'll have over 4,000 girls attend. There's two elements to that. The first piece is role models, and girls consistently say that that's one of the single biggest things that would change the dial for them. Being able to see women working in STEM, women telling their stories, that there are no barriers. You know, last year at our event, we had the likes of Dr. Nora Patton, you know, going to be the first Irish astronaut in space. She was hugely impressive and talking about the possible, and girls really respond very well to that. The second element is the exhibition piece, where industry come in to show girls what it's like to work in STEM. It's very hands-on, lots of different experiments. We started a primary school programme this year. We really wanted to get under the hood of, you know, where this confidence piece comes from. That's worked very well. So again, pairing primary schools with industry partners. And probably the third piece we've done is mentorship. So as girls move from secondary school into third level, pairing them up with female mentors in industry to ensure that when they get to college, they don't drop out and that they can have an exciting and fulfilling career.
And if you stay with that early intervention and you talk about primary school programmes, do we need them even before that? Do parents have a role to play?
Oh, I think it's whole of society, absolutely. I think as parents, we need to challenge biases when we see them and really empower girls. In the school system, it's the same thing. From a policy perspective, we need access to subjects right across the spectrum. And even in primary school, you know, improving the narrative of female role models in STEM, and then into university and into industry, again, encouraging women to pursue STEM. And it's really critical that we do it. When I look at the economies of tomorrow, they are so STEM based, and actually the risk we have if we don't encourage girls to do STEM, they'll get left behind by those economies of tomorrow, and that's not what we want.
Caroline O'Driscoll, co-founder of I Wish, thank you very much indeed for joining us.